It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger starts now. Join Barbara and Dr. Pat for the next hour as they share actionable steps to living your future now. As a clinical hypnotherapist, NLP master practitioner, Reiki healer, and life coach, Barbara can empower you through sharing her own experience in overcoming life's obstacles. Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want through yes-minded power. Now, here are your hosts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome. This is Yes Minded Power. I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to do this show with the most amazing Barbara Scheidegger. Barbara, look, this is an interesting show today, right? Because now what? What happened? You know, how many times have we looked at our lives and have been in the what the heck is going on here now? Let's talk a little bit about this topic from your perspective. And, you know, how does this show up in people's lives?
It shows up, you know, it's people have willpower. I'm going to do this. I'm going for it. You know, you get all excited, hyped up, but you say only I'm going to do this. What is this? How is the plan? How are you going to move forward? How is this going to affect your life? And people, just a simple example for the willpower, and it actually doesn't work. It doesn't bring you where you want to be,
mm-hmm.
because it's a hype. It's like a drug.
Oh.
Your hormones are going up. You're going to the gym. January 1st, you said, I'm going to the gym, I'm going to work out, I'm going to, every day I will go and just work out. But what does that mean for you, working out? What is it going to bring you? How are you going to move forward? It's a fact that you cannot go every day to the gym and work out, let's say, like crazy, without thinking how to start. And then, you will get muscle pain, you get tired, you're slowing down after 1 week, and suddenly it's like, oh, this is not for me, it hurts, and now I can't get up in the morning, because you're exaggerating. There is no plan, there is no clarification, there is nothing, there's just you going out there like a crazy person,
mm-hmm.
doing a crazy thing without thinking about it. This is the willpower that just shuts down after a while. And deeply inside, you know that working out would be good for you. You want to be that person who works out and shapes the body and lose weight and being fit and healthy, but you hit the dead end because you went in without clarifying what you want, without a plan.
Yeah. You know, it's funny we're talking about this. I was talking to somebody the other day, and it's funny you bring up the gym, right? Because I just made a decision to cancel my membership to my gym, right? Because I don't get there, given my schedule, right? Yeah. And so if you don't take a look at who you are and what the game plan is for your life, then you set unrealistic goals, right? And, you know, an unrealistic goal for me would be to think that I could get up, a couple days a week and go to the gym, when in fact, you know, as a business owner, the reality of that doesn't work. And so what is the other option? So for most people, the other option is I don't work out and I don't exercise.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what you're talking about is taking a look at how we orchestrate these activities so that we can direct whatever we want to do to get us the result we want. Because a lot of times we're not doing it.
Most of the times we don't. And that's why we're in the box. You know, you just in the box and say, I can work out, But what are the options? What do you need to do to get there? If the gym is an hour away from your place, but just 5 minutes from your workplace, that might be an option. Or if you look, you know, at the movie Rocky.
Yeah.
Well, he worked out on his own. He ran up the stairs and was lifting water bottles. Maybe you can do it at home. You don't have to go to the gym. What are your options? Do you have a beautiful backyard? Can you do it outside? Where do you live? You don't have to start doing exercise 2 hours a day. What is, then again, the option, what is good for me? Maybe I just run 5 minutes a day.
Right.
And then you next time, two minutes more, and suddenly you realize now you're running 10 minutes and you feel good about it. It is the process you approach everything with a clear mind.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a clear mind to start anything new and not just the hype, the willpower. Yeah, I definitely have the willpower to go to the gym, but it has to turn in then to, with the plan, with the goal, what is it going to bring you. You have to lay that down. And I'm saying right now, step out of the box. See, look at your options. What is it? Where are you now? And there are many options. Which option is good for you that you can live with it and make it work for you? That's the important part. And not like packing my gym shoes and my bag and I run to the gym every day and other things are falling in part of that. What is your benefit going to the gym? How can you implement that into your life? What do you get out of it? You know, if I'm telling you it's the gym, but it's like, what's the benefit of eating healthy? What's the benefit of taking a deep breath and looking at your obstacles? Because obstacles, they're just obstacles. Looking at it, and how can you get over them? What is the way, the best way for you and not for me to get over? And the mistake we do many times, we ask people for advice. They tell you what they would do, but what works for them might not work for you. Be your own counselor.
Yeah. Barbara, one of the things too that we think about as we look at this for ourselves is, and I want to ask you about this, is, you know, a lot of times we've got great ideas, right? And, you know, we start going and we run into a roadblock. Or yeah. We run into, I don't even want to call it a roadblock, but let's just call it a bump in the road. Something that would either stop us or stall us or whatever that is that comes up. But one usually leads to another and then another and then another. And before we know it, we've lost motivation. Tell us a little bit about how we reboot our mind to keep in the game.
It is... but you have just, I say always, which word will change your life? What's the word you have to use so you can move forward? And when you use that word, you have to see what are going to be the consequences. So when you have a roadblock, and I say a roadblock, it's more like a fork in the road. You know, this is the one that brings you where you went before and didn't work, and this is the one new one that you just don't know, and you're going to discover the new you. You know, you have to get it's everything is fear based, and we need to get over the fear. But if you have a fork in the road, don't be afraid to move forward and take the left side this time instead of the right side. Because the right side is known, and it's so comfortable to go where you know, even if you feel miserable. What did you know? At least I feel miserable. Well, try the other side. Let's see what this is going to bring you. And you have to stop on that fork, look at it, clear your mind of the, oh my God, but my uncle said I should go there and my aunt said I should go there. Somebody said it's stupid. clear your mind, set your mind to point zero in neutral, and ask yourself, what is good for me? And then you have already the start, and there are different options, and you choose that option and you move forward with a clear mind. You have, it's really all we need, especially when people get upset and they get out of their mind, they have to scream and yell because that's what they have to let out. No, we have to stop, because the screaming, the yelling, the chatting won't bring you anything. It confuses you even more. But standing still, taking a deep breath, and it's so simple. We all have it. We can do it. A deep breath and concentrating on that breath. Going in and saying, this is good for me. I'm going to this side. This will bring me this.
When we think about this, Barbara, and we look at our lives and we think about, I want to get from here to there, because this is really what we do. Sometimes we wake up some days and we take off, and it's a very natural thing. It's more or less like breathing, so to speak, yeah. Once we've created a new habit. And so let's talk for a little bit about, you know, this notion of willpower and motivation, because these two things, you know, I think we confuse ourselves, right, yeah, about them. You know, I don't know that I learned that willpower is a bad thing. I think there is the way to integrate or harmonize, you know, willpower and who we are naturally. And so tell us the difference between willpower / motivation, or are they the same?
They work more or less hand in hand, but you start with the willpower. You, in the beginning, it's always the willpower. Yes, I'm going to do, definitely bring up the gym again. It's so people can relate to that. Every one of us did that once in their lives. Gym membership, never going. First going like crazy and then not anymore. Having a good level of willpower can be useful to make yourself to do something and overcome laziness. However, just like motivation and willpower, they are unreliable. It's a hype.
Yes.
And is actually the lowest level of productivity and consistency. Because you do it maybe for 5 days and then you're tired, you're not moving anymore. So we have, through that, we have to change our habits. And this is exactly what we have to do in the beginning. It's detoxing your mind completely, seeing which habits are not good for you anymore and which habits you want to implement as new consciously in your life. And it is a strategy, it is a plan. Change your blueprint of saying, I can implement this and this in my life very calmly. The motivation of doing it is that you started now the plan. The willpower also, you picked up the pen. You have the motivation to write down what you want and how you can get there, or in clearing out your mind with all these things, but if. No, this is what I'm going to do. And then you can move on. And it becomes a new habit in your mind. You can implement that suddenly in your new life and make a new habit out of it. And that's where actually hypnotherapy or hypnosis comes in. It is, as we know, it is very hard for us to teach our mind. It is a teaching our mind, again, to think clearly. In yeah. hypnosis, we can educate and help people to overcome that chit-chat, and just being still, learning how to sit still, clearing out the mind, and see what they actually want to do. in a deep state of hypnosis, where we go very deep, almost to the, I would say, to the quantum level, where freedom and peace exist and possibility popped up. So you can see yourself already doing it before you did it. And you get the feeling how it will feel once you get there. Without being already, you know, that's we get anxiety. We have a goal, we want to be there already, but we are not. We have to go through the process.
Yeah.
So that in a calm state, and you take little step by step and you move forward. And it is just to see how you can evolve your life and educate yourself. It's all an education, a growth, and move forward without regrets.
Yeah. One of the things, Barbara, we should really talk about too, is when we talk about the mind, we have various views. First of all, most of us understand the part of the mind that is very obvious to us, but very few people understand the power of the subconscious mind.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what hypnosis gets at, right? You know, I could sit here till I'm green and openly talk to myself in my mind and say, wow, okay, good job, Pat. You just canceled your gym thing. You bought this really small home gym that you could put together. You could do it anytime you want. It folds up. Boom. There you go. That's my outer brain. That's me, my outer mind, having a great conversation. But underneath this, right? Because we're only aware of those thought processes in the conscious mind, right?
Yeah.
We're like only aware of that thing, right? The one that says, oh yeah, I'm trying to take a few pounds off, but boy, I think I could eat that giant chocolate cake and not even like gain any weight. So we have that one. But then underneath it is this idea of the behind the scenes thinking.
Yeah.
See, and I think that's what you're talking about, because in the work that you do with others, you know, everybody will say to you, right, Barbara, how many times people say, yeah, Barbara, I know.
Oh,
I know. But what they don't know, like what none of us really know, is what the heck is going on behind the scenes. So isn't it true that the subconscious mind takes care of all of the stuff that we also do automatically? It's like we're on autopilot with it.
Oh, look, well, probably, I think now they even hired the number, but 88% of our being is unconsciously. We are 12% is conscious. So can you imagine what's sitting there so deep inside and we don't even know? These unconscious habits that we are completely not aware of are sitting there very quietly. And when we are just doing it unconsciously, it's like you're telling yourself, I had somebody said, I just want to drink one glass of wine. One glass.
Yeah.
I have one. And then suddenly unconsciously, I just fill take the bottle and take another one. And
right.
I said, but I told myself, I'm not going to do this. But
right.
The unconscious mind did not register that.
Right.
So in hypnosis, we're going down deeply. And that you consciously thinking, it's a conscious thinking today, that when you reach to that bottle, that you consciously see, oh no, I said one glass. That's what I'm going to do. That it consciously brings it then up to the mind and say, hey, no. And next time you just fill up one glass of wine, put the bottle back in the fridge and you sit there and sip it for 1 hour and you're cool. That's exactly what the unconscious mind can do and what the hypnotherapy does and helps you to change this habit, bringing in new pattern, new habits, and they become unconscious then suddenly and you realize that maybe now you have a glass of wine and suddenly if somebody says you want another one, you have to say, no, you have actually to force yourself to get a, or convince yourself to get a second one if you want to. So it comes to that point.
Yeah. You know, we're going to talk a lot more about this because this is really the work you do in helping people. So one of the things that, you know, that I want to just talk about before we go to break is this here. So this is something that's important in bringing the conversation of willpower and motivation to the forefront and how to change our life, right? You know, there's a reason that what you do is when you detox your life, there's this idea of detoxing. But before we get to that, let's just talk a little bit about this, something I learned way back, and I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it until I had to experience it. So like you go back and psychiatrists way back, they theorize, they write papers about deep relaxation. And one of the shows I talked about it, Dr. Herbert Benson, deep relaxation. But why is that important? And why do we see people like you that are certified clinical hypnotherapists are so masterful at creating that calm and subdue? Why is that? Why is that important? And there's a reason for this that we're going to talk about when we come back. And the question for everybody out there, do you think that we get the subconscious mind's attention at all in the busyness of the day with our conscious mind? Do you even think that we get 1 minute of attention from that deep subconscious, I'm moving through life like a robot? Do you get that in the busyness? Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what this means in terms of conscious, subconscious, but also we're going to take a look at, you know, here I am. And now that I see this, is there a way for me to have that flip in my subconscious? But more importantly, now that I've done it, what's going to stop me from going back to my same old, same old, same old? Let's take a short break. Barbara Scheidegger is in the house. When we come back, we'll talk about how to change for good. We'll be right back.
Moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Discover the creative genius within on Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox each month on transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in for a conversation that'll inspire, motivate, and empower you to share your inner vision with the world. Make the deep connection between art and spirituality. to take your artistic expression beyond anything you dream possible. Say yes to fear. Say yes to the creative genius within. For more information about Creative Voice Radio and working with Gwen, visit gwenfox.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Listen, you are listening to Yes Minded Power Radio, Living Your Future Now with Barbara Scheidegger and me, Dr. Pat. I get to sit in and be like the Ed McMahon of some of these shows that I co-host with. The messages are powerful and they're geared at creating positive, permanent change. That's what Barbara does. More importantly, as a clinical hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, and so much more, you know, Barbara, what you do is you understand the full impact. Hence, you know, what you've come out with is detox your life, to look at how to detox the mind, the body, right, and the spirit. And we talked about that last time. So this is a follow-up to say, when we are in a place of our lives, and we look at ourselves and we say, oh, now what, right? There are things that we should know, and relief is on the way. And so we were talking before the break about how to get this in a permanent way. But for those of you out there, Barbara, let's make sure folks know how to work with you directly. And let's give them some information about the website, how to contact you.
Or you can reach me at barbarascheidegger.com. My phone number is 323-999-4775. But the best way actually is through the website. You can send me an email for, you know, whatever your problem or little obstacle is that we can overcome, and I will respond to you. You will find quite a few information on my website that you can move forward. And you hear also the testimonials about my clients that had hypnotherapy with me, and actually how fast the results are. And I say always, there is no pill to swallow. It's all natural, and it's easy to get there in a very short time. So there are no side effects. The side effect I hear from my people is I'm relaxed. And the first session, when they went home, they were quite tired, but relaxed, tired, and they slept so well. So I think it's not so bad.
No. And, you know, that's what we were talking about. You can also get to Barbara's site at yesmindedpower.com. Before the break, and this is where we were to really lead the conversation to the fact that, you know, do we need to have discipline? So before the break, we were talking about the conscious and the unconscious mind. And one of the things that I want to just open up with is, you know, the process of hypnosis, as we're talking about it, you know, it's almost as if it pops open like this control panel inside your brain. And because we're in this state of relaxation, because we've just quieted the chit chat, now we can have a dialogue about what's really going on inside. And so part of that is fine-tuning exactly what's going on. So the problem may not be, I think I feel overweight. There may be something else going on in there, right?
Oh, I say, you know, people who are overweight, you know, just have just a few pounds more and they want to lose them because they want to put a bikini on or a nice bathing suit or jeans. This is people who just enjoy a little bit too much food, or eat a little bit more chocolate. But when it goes over 12, 15, to 20, 30 pounds, it's not only the food. You're covering something up with the food. And once you can release that something, that thing that's within you, deep inside in the unconscious mind, your desire of eating that quantities or taking another chocolate or two desserts will go away. Hypnotherapy has a domino effect. It brings your conscious mind up that you can think consciously. We are thinking unconsciously. Just that you can visualize, you can see it, you can pay attention to your mind and make the change. And that's what it's all about, hypnotherapy. Discipline yourself. It is all self-discipline. It's not, oh my God, yeah, okay, I had a chocolate already, but I want the second one. Now it has to come into your mind. Let be your mind quiet, and let's see what are the consequences after you ate this chocolate. Can you agree on that? How will it make you feel?
Yeah.
How do you feel after that? What are you telling yourself then again?
Yeah. But
now, see yourself sitting on the table and everybody has his their desserts and you say, no, I don't want one. I'm fine. I had a good lunch. I had my water and I'm fine. Actually, I'm just going for a walk. And the other people say, oh, what the hell? You just take some chocolate here. What's the big deal? And you say, big deal is I am the one who walks away and wants to take a walk because I'm health. I like to be healthy. Then you discipline yourself at the time. At the same time, you change your identity too. You're suddenly the person who takes care of the health, who is health conscious. And people who eat the dessert, they look at you first like, yeah, they will tell you you're crazy. But deep inside within them, they wish they could be like this too. So be the proud one who stands up and says, no, I'm good, I'm cool. And that's what you learn in hypnotherapy. That's how you see it. You see it, you feel it, you taste it before it happens. You put your mind already in that feeling. What does it mean to you? You know, how does this word make you, the word feel, good feeling good makes you feel? When, where, you know, when and where did you feel at peace? Bring that back. That's where, how you want to feel, because we all have it within us. But unfortunately, we rather say, oh, no, I'm getting upset because of that. Okay, then step away. And what makes you feel good? How can you make yourself feel good? By bringing back these feelings that we basically suppress constantly and move on because of society and because they told us they did this. It is a way to calm your mind, to calm your body, and you calm your life down. This is the three, to me, they are very important. There are just three steps. Detox your mind. Start thinking clearly. See it as it is and not the way you wanted to see it. And detoxing the mind means also being honest to yourself. Yes, I did this. I'm not going to do this anymore. Instead, I will do this. That's when my clients come in and I ask them, they tell me I did this and this and this and I don't want this and this and this. What do you want? What is it what you want? And then it comes out that what they really want. It's not about having material. It's about how you feel about yourself, finding clarity by detoxing your mind. And the body, Through when you detox your mind, the body will react to it too. There's a good feeling with all your cells within you. We have to understand that the cells within us, they communicate together.
Yeah.
When I say I feel good, the cells are rejuvenating. So she feels good. It's good. But if I say, oh, I don't feel good, it's like, oh, she doesn't feel good. Oh, let's give her a headache. Mm-hmm. You know, and maybe she wakes up. They're communicating. And then detoxing the life. Look, there are people in your life. They are toxic. Even if they are with you for 20 years already, but every time when you see them, you have to take a deep breath and, oh, I have to see that person again. They say words that they are painful for you. They are hurt you, and you're still going to see them just because you feel like you have to. I have to make understand that these people are affecting your life.
Yeah.
Hindering you to move forward where you want to be and bringing in the people that are good for you.
Well, you know, let's take a short break, because when we come back, this is part of the conversation about literally changing the landscape of who we are, because we want to, you know, to change that blueprint, you know, to who we are. And, you know, you're right about this. There are so many studies now that are being presented, research. But the one thing we know about the subconscious mind is exactly what you said. And that is the subconscious mind controls our emotions. It controls our emotions. And if that is true, what is that emotional state that would drive you to do something you really don't want to do? But you've been doing it for so long that it feels so natural. When we come back, we'll talk with Barbara about that. And we'll talk about what identity really means. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer shares tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. For more information about Barbara, you can go to yesmindedpower.com. And as she said before, that's the best way to contact her. Schedule time, because that's what this is about. This is, you know, exactly what Barbara is passionate about. And she has studied with some of the best. So when we're talking about hypnotherapy, we're talking about a clinical hypnotherapy in this case. And it's really the way that we get not just at underneath, but how to literally re-cultivate, carve out, shift and change your identity, so to speak, your blueprint. And Barbara, let's talk about that, because I think that is an important part about this idea of changing identity.
It's first of all, it's your identity. People are labeling constantly people. He is this, she is this, she is this, and you believe in that. What is your personal, what is your identity? Where you want to stand up, even if somebody wants to label you? This is the, you know, the identity is the ultimate level of consistency. It's an evolution of habits. Once you are consistent with your habits for a long period of time, it means consciously you have your new habits that you're doing. And that we can do through hypnosis. We release the old habits. And that's why I always ask people what you want. We replace them with the new habits, with the new wanting, what you want, in order to change your identity. These habits will turn actually into your identity. Will not, it will not be habit for, you know, for you to, for example, it will be for you to go to the gym. Again, the gym, I know, I say it again. You simply will go to the gym no matter what, because now you are the person who goes to the gym or gets up early, or now you are the person who is eating consciously healthy. And here it is, consciously healthy, until it becomes a habit. And or simply you are a non-smoker now.
Mm-hmm.
Not a smoker. I'm not, you know, now you're a non-smoker. It's not I don't want to smoke. I am a non-smoker. I am the person who goes to the gym. I am the person who eats healthy. It starts with I am. That's the way you can change your identity that fits you and suits you. And that's what you're going to do. It is a process, but it doesn't take years. And like I said, you know, it's very sometimes when you feel good, and I understand that happened to me too, you know.
Yeah.
You suddenly it creeps up the old thought, oh, but you know, a year ago, you, and then it would be easy just to go back there. But now your identity has changed, and you can stand up to yourself and I did that. It wasn't good for me. This lifestyle, and we are changing lifestyle for the long term. It's not a short-term change, not for 2-3 weeks and then you go down again.
Mm-hmm.
Hypnotherapy will teach you, and it will help you to change your identity. That meaning your blueprint of life, you change it. You know, your thoughts and your dreams, we can bring them. We can bring anything into existence.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to. And sometimes when we have a thought and you really want something and we're open to change, we have to be open to change, to see the opportunities that are in our life every day. And it's like you said before we went to for a break, you know, in a crazy life, we're becoming a robot, becoming a machine. We have to do this, we have to do this, we have to go and go, 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 go. And then we get anxiety, we get depressed.
Yeah.
And we get tired and it creates sickness.
Yeah.
So we can change that. And what people have to understand when they come to me, I'm not doing it for them. They are doing it themselves. Mm. I'm just guiding them through. Then they can see what they are doing and they can release that. And they can bring in and manifest what they want. It's you have to manifest, you know. Every day is filled with ideas. Whatever you decide, then what you get or what you want for breakfast or dinner, it's an idea. Everything is an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the ideas that excited you the most? What is it? How can you make this then reality, suddenly your reality, and not somebody else's, your? And that's the identity change. You change your reality for who you want to be. And I just, this is not something that I just read books, I went to schools. I went through the process. But the reason that I'm doing this work today, because my life has changed beautifully.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I don't have obstacles in my life. It doesn't mean I have sadness. I don't have sadness in my life. It doesn't mean that I will cry from time to time, but I know how to approach it. I know how to handle it, and I know to make the best out of it so my life can move on to the best.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I learned. Yeah, there are sometimes that I myself fall back in that, oh my God, poor me, and I wanted to feel like a victim again, and then something just pops up in me and said, baby, wake up.
Yeah.
It's time. It's gone over. There are beautiful things out there. What can you do with that? What have you learned from your sadness? What have you learned from that meanness that somebody said to you, from these words? Would you use these words? No. Then you move on. You know, I said, just this week, take time each day to brainstorm and appreciate all of the ideas you have. They can be widely unrealistic ideas, but completely practical. Make them real. Make the ideas yours. They are your ideas. And think clearly about how you can make that reality. All can lead to something great or good. So why not go for it?
Mm-hmm.
Be now this person. Change your identity to this person who can make out of the challenges glory and success.
Yeah.
That means surrender to yourself, to love, to existence, to kindness, and to peace. That's what we need. We need to detox our mind, we need to detox our body, and we need to detox our life. That equals changing your identity for who you really are. Deep with insight and listen to your voice. Have a conversation with yourself. Find clarity and make a plan and then move on.
Mm. And part of this, though, and this is what we talk about, you know, this show, the previous shows and the shows you're going to be doing, is to make sure that when we are looking at our lives, that we look at the ways that we can get deep down underneath and make that positive lasting change. Barbara, thank you so much
thank
for
so
today.
Much.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Live today. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Enjoy every second, every minute, every hour. Smile at people, they will smile back.
Awesome. Barbara Scheidegger, I'm Dr. Pat. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Yes Minded Power Radio featuring Barbara Scheidegger on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in live every month for actionable steps to living your future now. Only you have the power to change your life for the better. Barbara Scheidegger is your guide. For more information about this show and working with Barbara, visit yesmindedpower.com. That's yesmindedpower.com.